to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast with the 5-6. We are so excited that you are joining us for this adventure. We are on day 2 and we are going to be talking about God's gift to us and how He is the greatest giver. I have a sibling pair today who is ready to help us just explore this topic, help us unpack these gifts, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So first we're going to have you go ahead and introduce, what is your first name and your grade?
My name's Deanna, and my grade is kindergarten.
Oop, I love it. All right, and you, sir, what is your name and what is your grade?
My name's Michael. I'm first grade.
Oh, yeah, we got a kindergartner and a first grader here. All right, so we are going to be having fun talking through all these things. And before we jump into our topic for the day, I have some important questions for you guys. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
I'm looking for Christmas. Getting my presents.
Yep, that's a good one, right? How about you, sir? What are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to being kind to others and respecting to others on Christmas or the holidays.
Yeah, I love that answer, right? Giving everyone their turn, looking at people, making sure you love them well. I love it. All right, so I have a question for you again. Michael, go ahead and answer this one first. What is a favorite gift that you have received?
God has given me my life, my days, my respect to people.
I love that answer. He has. He's a good gift giver, isn't he? All right. And you, Deanna, what is your favorite gift that you have received?
God.
Oh, so that's the answer, right? For both of you. You're like, it is truly the best gift that we have received.
Yep.
What is a gift, Deanna, that you have given to someone that you are really excited to give to them?
My Squishmallow.
Ooh, Squishmallows are a really fun gift to give. And Michael, how about you? What's a gift you were excited to give to someone?
My family can give something to me, or I could give something to my friend or my family or somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
I can be like encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could be encouraging? Yeah, by like the gifts you give? Yeah, gifts can be really encouraging to people, can't they? Yeah, so you're excited just to be able to be encouraging with your gifts. I love that answer too. All right, so if you guys could give one gift to the whole world, Deanna, what gift would you give to the whole world?
My life.
Okay, you would give them your life. Maybe you would sacrifice to serve other people and to care for them well all over the world. Wow, I love it. All right, Michael, what gift would you give to the whole world?
My things, and I will give them all my life I have to be with God and serve God.
Oh, I love it, right? Like, you're like, I want to sacrifice for Him. It's worth it. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into our topic for today, the greatest giver. I'm going to go ahead and open us in prayer if you'll pray with me, and then I'm going to have some questions for you guys, okay? Let's do it. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You that You are the God of amazing gifts, and we pray that You would teach us to recognize your many gifts that You have given to us and the fact that You are the giver of all of the good things in our lives. Lord, help us not to take for granted some of these good things that we've been given, but Lord, that we have the opportunity to see who You are in all of these gifts. Pray this in Your precious name. Amen. All right, so Michael, I have a question for you. Do you know someone who is very good at choosing and giving gifts? Anyone in your life who you're like, they give really good gifts?
My friends, my family, everything what's nice and encouraging to others.
Okay, all right. So you have a lot of good gift givers, that's what I'm hearing, right? Your friends are good gift givers, your family is. Like, they just know how to encourage you. I think gift giving might be part of your love language. How about you, Dee Dee? Who's someone in your life that you feel like is really good at choosing and giving gifts?
God.
Okay. He's definitely very good at seeing our needs, right? And so what makes someone a good gift giver? What do you guys think? Who has an answer for that? What makes someone a good gift giver? Okay, Michael, go ahead and go first.
He is giving us our families what we have think to him.
Mm-hmm. You're very theocentric in your answers. I appreciate this very much, right? You're like, yeah, what makes us a good giver is that you see our needs, you give us people, you give us connections, you give us families. Dee Dee, how about you? What makes someone a good gift giver?
My mom.
Yeah, but what makes her a good gift giver? What does she do with her gifts?
give them to poor people.
Oh, okay. So she sees like the people who are needy, right? And tries to meet their needs. So in many ways, great gift givers reflect God himself. Like you just said, he's the first and he's the very greatest gift giver. Let's hear all about him now as we read some verses from Psalm 104. As we read, we're going to tap the table every time we notice the psalm telling us something God gives to the world. You guys ready?
The Lord set the earth on its foundation. It can never be moved. He makes springs pour water into the rings. It flowers between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirsts. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is safety by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow from the cattle and plants for people to cultivate. Bringing forth food from the earth, wine that grinds honey and hearts oil to make their fakes shine, and bread that sustains their hearts.
Oh my goodness. So we just read so many things in this passage, right? That the Lord is giving to people. We couldn't even keep up with all of our table hits. I hope that our listeners could keep up with them. And so we see that the Lord is like, yeah, I give things that quench, that cultivate, that sustains, that gladdens humans' hearts, oil to make their faces shine. Michael, there's a funny story about your face shining with oil one time. You should ask your mom about sometime. Bread that sustains their hearts, right? Dee Dee's got it on it. She's hitting the table now as we're growing and reviewing all of these things. And we see what gifts from God to the world. All right, we're going to hold on our tappings for here, because I want to hear your answer, Michael. And then I want to hear you answer this question, Dee Dee. What gifts from God to the world did you notice that you just read about?
God is powerful to us. He could do anything.
That's exactly right. Right? Is there anything that he can't do?
Nope.
Mm-mm. He can do all the things. And he gives us water. He gives us beasts. He gives us animals to be able to eat. He makes the grass grow. He gives us plants to cultivate. He gives us wine that gladdens humans' hearts. He gives us oil that makes our faces shine, and bread that sustains our hearts. All right, so he says here that God's gifts are exactly what the earth and his creatures need. In verse 15, how do God's gifts make people feel?
Gladness, human hearts.
It makes the human heart feel gladness. Do you know what gladness is? It's kind of a word that we don't always use all the time. Do you know what? Can you describe that to me?
Is something to, like, it's kind of like you're happy, or something like doing something happy.
Yeah, that's totally it. And Dee Dee, what do you think? What gladdens a human heart? What do you think that feels like for you?
God.
I love it. That's exactly right. That he is the one who gladdens the human heart. All right. Verses 29 and 30 say, when you, God, hide your face, all the creatures are terrified. Then you take away their breath and they die and they return to the dust. And when you send your spirit, they are created and you renew the face of the ground. In verse 29, what does God give or take away?
Breath.
Right. And that's what helps keep us alive, right? That's how our lungs fill up. That's how our heart beats. And so who is in control of our breath? Us?
No, God.
Yep, that's exactly right. And it says he's the giver and the taker of that. Verses 33 and 34 go on to say, I will sing to the Lord all of my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Let me go ahead and have you read this verse, Michael.
May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice the Lord.
May the things that I'm thinking about, may my meditation, may my thoughts be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. Think, Michael, about what the writer says and does. Why are these a right response to everything we've seen about God in this psalm? How are we supposed to respond when we see that God is a good giver? What are we supposed to do to respond to him, Michael?
To be kind and respecting.
Oh, you are all about respect, right? I feel like is this a lesson that you're really learning a lot about right now?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I see it. And we get to sing praises to him. We get to celebrate with him. We get to worship him. God gives us life. God gives us what we need for life, and God gives us good gifts that bring joy and satisfaction. The writer here loves to thank and praise God because he knows that God is the first and the greatest gift giver. God is a generous, joy-causing, need-meeting gift giver. If you give gifts this Christmas, in what ways would you like to be like God the gift giver?
The respecting one, okay. And the good one who God wants me to be, mm-hmm. and knows what I can be and tells me what I can do.
Okay. And Didi, how do you want to be like God in the gifts that you give to people?
World.
The world? Okay. All right. She wants to make sure that she sees the needs of the whole world, and that's how she wants to be like God. All right, Didi, can you close us in prayer and pray that we would just be able to see that God is the giver of all the good gifts?
Thank you, Jesus. Hope everybody has a good day at church and that they have fun playing games and they're having a good small group. Amen.
Amen. All right. Can you guys just close out our time today by wishing all of our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas from Michael and Deanna. Thank you guys for joining us today on the second day of this podcast. We are so excited to spend the rest of the season with you. Hope you join us again tomorrow.